You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, and today we'll be listening to a replay of the Clean Energy Radio Show from May 7th.
Clean Energy Radio, and I am Sue Blake. I'm here with my husband, Bruce Blake.
Hello.
We're the owners of Powerhouse Solar, and we are talking about clean energy. And this morning, Bruce, I just wanted to start out because the thing that was in the news this last week was the solar flight, that great airplane that just went around the world, and it came to Hawaii, and then it came through the Golden Gate,
yeah,
San Francisco. That was big news this
week.
Yeah. And I saw it on lots of news media opportunities, but the thing they didn't say was that on that plane there were 12,000 sun power panels.
Cells, yeah.
And that's what we use at Powerhouse for our residential installations, is the sun power panel. And so I wanted to bring that up because I don't know if people knew that.
Well, that plane's been around for quite a while and it's been up there flying perpetually on solar energy. And the thing that's amazing is that whenever anybody needs to have the most robust, most energy efficient, power dense solar module cell, they turn to sun power.
Right.
They're the best. I mean, and so not only because they're more efficient, but especially in a case of like this plane, because they covered every available piece of surface area with solar cells. And so they needed, I mean, sun power puts out 25% more power per area than any conventional solar, and it's because of their design, and they're radically fundamentally different than everybody else in the market. So,
right. Yeah. And our customers can have that solar cell on their homes, producing the maximum amount. I mean, especially if you have limited roof space.
Yes.
And you need as much power on your roof as you can get.
That's right. That's where the huge advantage is that we're getting more power at a smaller area, so we're able to optimize the sweet spot on the roof. So say you have a roof area that, you know, that has some shading, you know, sun power will be able to maximize that sweet spot on the roof and be able to really optimize what that solar is going to be able to produce, as opposed to one that's taking up, you know, 25% more space. It's going to be more in the shade for longer periods of time. So that's a big advantage, but it's not just that. It goes way beyond that. I mean, the sun power modules, and that's, you know, kind of the topic of today, is what makes our product, the product that we sell, uniquely different than the competition.
Right.
Yeah, and that's it's pretty exciting when you look at it. We also today with us we have our son, Kyle.
How you guys doing?
Good. He's last week, or on our last episode, we had Travis, our other son, and Travis works in the field and does installation, and Kyle works in the office. He's one of the ones that answers the phone primarily, and he'll answer all your questions. He's got a lot of knowledge on the product and on the economics and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's exciting to have Kyle here with us today, and he's going to chime in as he feels like he wants to. So
that's our topic today. We kind of jumped in real quick what the topic is, but
yeah.
Then later in the show, I think we should do some of those question and answers. People have sent in some questions.
Oh, good.
We want to get to those. But
okay, excellent. Good. Well, yeah, to talk a little bit further about the sun power modules. The way the sun power kind of was developed, the company last summer had their 30-year anniversary. They've been around a long time.
Right.
Solar is not a new technology. It's been around it's tried and true. It's been around. But 30 years ago, there was a professor at Stanford, a guy named Richard Swanson, and he was a professor of electrical engineering, and he was working on a solar project. And the way they did it 30 years ago, they're still doing it in the same fashion. And what they do basically is the thing that generates energy is the solar cell. It's the foundation of a solar module. And then we have multiple modules that make up an array. And so this is the foundation, and it's the solar cell. It's just it's a small 5-inch, square, basically, of pure silicone. And so what SunPower does is they actually grow their own ingots of pure, silicone. And then they have to activate that, and they activate it by a process called doping. And every manufacturer does this. But what Richard Swanson realized at the time, what they would do is after the cell was activated, they would actually use a metallic paste. It's not even real metal that they would use to create the matrix over the surface of the cell that collected the energy, because the silicone was stimulating the photons to move, and they had to capture that. So they created this matrix, and they used, just like they silkscreen a T-shirt, they would silkscreen onto the surface of the solar cell this metallic paste. Well, what that was doing, and then they would bake it under high temperature, and that metallic paste would fuse to the silicone.
And that's the little silver stripes on the top.
That's right.
Of the cells.
That's
on
right.
Most conventional panels.
The conductors.
The conductors. Now, what's interesting is you will not see those on SunPower cells, on the SunPower module. You look at the surface, there is no front contacts at all, and that's what makes SunPower uniquely different. What Richard Swanson said, he goes, well, why aren't we doing this on the backside of the cell? Why don't we? Because what we're doing in effect is we've actually created a shading lattice over the very thing that we're trying to have stimulated by the sun. So it was like this is crazy. Why are we shading it? Why don't we do this on the backside? So he figured out how to do that. He figured out the process of, they call it back contacted solar now. So they actually have a solid copper back sheet that goes on the back of it that's real metal, and they actually put that on the back of the solar cells. Now what you have is, on the solar cell, you have 100% of light flowing through that solar cell and being captured by the full metal back sheet on the back side. And so there was a lot of things that happened when he designed this, the first generation. They now call that the Maxeon cell technology. But when he first did this, his efficiencies went through the roof. No one had seen anything close to what he was able to get out of his cells. And that's why all of a sudden SunPower, even though we didn't know about them in the residential market, they were very popular in NASA, mm-hmm. and Department of Energy, Department of Defense, were all glomming onto SunPower because of this power density and because of the hugely robust nature of the cell compared to conventional solar. Well, in wisdom, he protected it by over 200 industry patents, I believe, they hold on protecting this, the way that they do things. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is, in China, they don't care about our patent laws. They'll do whatever they want. But the crazy thing is, they couldn't even afford to do it the way SunPower does it, because SunPower's been doing it this way from the beginning. All of these processes are baked into their manufacturing process. So if a new company tried to even imitate it, or if the patents ran out or whatever, they still couldn't make them, because what's happening in our industry, it's a race to the bottom. Because what China did by subsidizing and lower their pricing, and it was government subsidizing of all of their manufacturers out of China, they flooded the market with inexpensive, low-quality panels that just was, and the homeowner, the sad part is the homeowners typically don't know. They just, it's out of our wheelhouse. It's out of our scope of understanding that, well, why should we have solar, And so that is the biggest obstacle that we have when we're talking to customers, is that they need to understand that all solar is not the same.
Right.
And this is one of the things we always love to say, that all solar companies are not the same. All solar product is not the same. And then in talking about leasing and all finances, leasing or finance companies are not the same. And so with SunPower, it is uniquely different. So people you know, usually get it as far as understanding, we've all learned that we get what we pay for.
Right.
That, you know, that when things aren't expensive, when they have value, you know, when you understand the value of something, that they're built better, they're made more robust, they're not going to degrade over time, their warranty is stronger. People realize that, and they won't, they'll be willing to pay the premium on that sort of thing. So that's where the SunPower difference comes in. It's huge. It's a huge value
right.
difference. So,
and talking about the warranty, there is a difference in the warranty.
And that's the other thing is, there's three parts to a warranty. All the solar companies have a three-part. There's three parts to the warranty, but everybody only talks about the one part, and the one part is called the production warranty, and So almost across the board now, all of the panel manufacturers have a 25-year production warranty, and so that's what everyone focuses on. But when you drill down on that and you look at the kind of the minutiae of what that warranty is saying on that production side, SunPower's is way stronger than the competition. They're guaranteeing at the end of 25 years they'll be running it at 87% of their capacity from the start. And but the studies show, there was a company called Black and Veatch, and they're a research company, and they're very much like our CH2M Hill up here, that research company. Black and Veatch did a study on degradation over time of solar modules. And what they determined is that a SunPower module, because of the way it's designed, because of that back contacted design, because of the interconnection of the cells between one another, that they would degrade at 0.1% energy loss annually. So when you think about that, 0.1% over a 25-year period, warranted life, those panels would be running about 97% of the rated capacity.
Wow.
That's according to that study. I know. It's pretty impressive, but SunPower, in their guarantee, they're guaranteeing 87%. So they're giving themselves a margin of error. But
what do we buy today that lasts 97% of its capacity in 20 years in the sun and the rain and the hail and the snow?
Yeah, it is amazing, and that's why new technologies have a hard time breaking in, because of the robust nature of solar in general. What will happen with conventional solar, and we it seems like right now on our job board all we have is SunPower, isn't that
oh
right?
I
think our whole job board is all SunPower, but we can sell anything on the market. So if there's price objection to SunPower, or if somebody just can't swing it, you know, then we can put them into other product. And our secondary line is a great product, but it has degradation over time. And, you know, I don't feel good about it, but as long as my customer understands clearly what they're buying, then I'm okay with it. But I think a lot of times, you know, they're tricked into thinking that they're getting something, oh, it's just as good, or... You know, and the truth is, it really isn't. There's a big difference. So, it's amazing what it comes down to. You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true with anything.
It is.
People understand that, and they want to. You know, solar is a big purchase for people. It's
that's
like
right.
buying a car, or buying a home. I
yeah.
mean, lots of decisions to make. And so when people see the value and the return on investment for solar, it's kind of a no-brainer.
It definitely is.
It really is.
Yeah. I mean, why pay the utility company at their ever-increasing rates when you can make a payment to your own solar that you own that you can feel good about, that has added value to your home? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, so, in the next segment, let's talk about how you get solar.
Yeah.
The loans and the leases. And
the other thing, we didn't cover the other two parts of that warranty. Let's talk about that as well.
Oh, okay.
So we only covered the one, and we'll cover the other two as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Blake family today, and this is Clean Energy Radio. on 1460, and we will be right back.
Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar Energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, food fans. Alton Brown here. If you saw my first live tour show, you may recall the magnificent Jet Cream, the mighty Mega Bake Oven, or a gaggle of belching sock puppets. Now we're cooking up my next course, Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, with new songs, new potentially dangerous demonstrations, and newer belchier puppets. Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, fun for the whole family.
Sunday, May 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Buy your tickets now. ReadingCivic.com, 229-0022, or at the Civic Box Office.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
This is going to be good.
Wow! Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed event held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo.
Friday night, the third night of our million-dollar tour, PRCA-sanctioned rodeo. And Saturday night, the PRCA Champions Challenge, featuring the best cowboys in the PRCA. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016 at the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Reading Rodeo.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hey, welcome back. We're here at Clean Energy Radio. This is Bruce Blake. I'm here with my lovely wife, Susan, and my son, Kyle. Last segment, we were talking about...
Sun power difference.
And we covered one part of the warranty. And let me just touch quickly on the other part.
So we covered the production.
Yes. Yeah, we covered production. The second part is product, and it's crazy how they separate these two, but manufacturers do. And what the product is, and this is the second part, it's everything associated with that module. It's the frame, it's the lamination, it's the wiring on the back, the junction box. With my secondary line, which is an excellent product of the conventional solar, has a 10-year production warranty, or excuse me, product warranty. Production's 25, product warranty is a 10-year product warranty.
So that's like if the frame fell off or
something
like that.
It's not covered by the warranty. And that is one of the strongest on conventional solar.
Okay.
SunPower has a 25-year product warranty, which follows right along with their production warranty, which totally makes sense. I mean, if the frame's falling off and the wires are falling off the back, then the production's going to be going bad. And so, but the manufacturers separate the two, and they won't cover a warranty that when the product fails after that 10-year period. SunPower is a 25-year product warranty, which is amazing. The last part, and this is the part that no one talks about, but in my opinion is probably the most critical, is labor. And because... we have seen a lot of panel failure in our industry. And fortunately, because we've always had an attitude of selling the very best of what we know is on the market.
Right.
That has served us well over the years. And honestly, over the 16 years that we've been in the solar industry, you know, I've replaced 4 modules under warranty in the field. And the crazy part of that was that not one of those was actually a manufacturer's defect.
Right.
And that was a SunPower just bending over backwards to, you know, because there's such a small amount. What's the statistic on that, Kyle?
So to put it in perspective, I believe it's per million panels that SunPower produces, only 27 ever get returned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is huge.
It's huge. And so my company, we've done 4 modules, and one-on-one system that actually a rodent had chewed through the wiring harness on the backside. There was possums that had gotten on the roof and made nests underneath the array, and they actually chewed through the harness. Well, SunPower, that wasn't a SunPower thing, but they warrantied that panel anyway.
And they paid for us to go fix it.
And that's the kicker.
Which is huge.
Yeah. So there was BP modules that for a season there, all of my competition were selling BP modules, British Petroleum, and they went into the solar industry, and those panels began to fail in the field like crazy. There was PhotoWatt panels that failed. Yingli had a bunch of failures.
Evergreen.
And a lot of these companies are no longer even around. But and so the kicker was that the labor to diagnose, to remove, to ship back to the manufacturer, to receive, then to take back out and reinstall, was not covered under warranty. And that just used to just drive me up a wall. And I always felt exposed when I sold anything other than SunPower.
Well, that means that the customer is going to have to pay for that labor.
That's right.
And if I remember correctly, it's the standard's about $400 to $900 per panel that gets replaced, correct?
That's right. They've actually established an industry standard now because there's been so many panels that have been replaced in the field. Yeah, like Kyle said, it's between $400 to $900 to replace a free module given by the manufacturer just for the cost of labor. Now, if there's multiple panels that have failed, like if your whole array has failed, obviously that price per panel is going to come down. But guess what? That is not covered under the installer's warranty. So we have one of the strongest warranties as a company in the industry. We have a give a lifetime warranty to the original owner. The way it's worded is it's a 10-year transferable warranty on all of the work, all of our scope of work, everything that we've done. But we're not backstopping the manufacturer's warranty, and nobody does. And so if the panels need to be replaced, then and the manufacturer's not reimbursing us as the installer, then we have to go to the customer, and that does not make for a happy customer.
Yeah.
And or the other option is the company tries to absorb that cost, and it'll drive them out of business. And so neither of them are good scenarios. So a lot of companies have gone out of business that had been or actually had changed names to get out of that obligation. But that's critical. But SunPower is uniquely different. And the reason that we love being affiliated, associated with SunPower is that they pay for everything associated with diagnostic, shipping, replacement of that module for 25 years. It's covered. So bumper to bumper on that, everything associated with those solar modules, the customer is covered and we as a company are covered. And so I think one of the things that we offer our customers is longevity. I mean, 13 years, since 2003, we've been in the business of providing quality solar for customers in the North State. And nobody wants to see their company go out of business, the company that they had installed, you know.
Right.
And there's a huge track record of companies that have come and gone that don't have the longevity that, you know, and the customers go, now they have a problem. There's a problem with their inverter or a panel, and there's no one to turn to. And so we get calls all the time from customers where their original installer is no longer around. And so we have to either step in, and it's really hard as a company. It's hard for any company to step in to somebody else's work because
they don't always do it to our standards.
That's right. They've cut corners on the installation, and that's how they were cheaper initially. And it's a lot of things the customers don't see until years down the line that they just didn't hold up to the standard. Because when you look at solar and the longevity, the panels are warrantied for 25 years. But that's not the expected life. The life of those systems is 40 to 60 years that we're expected those systems to be producing in power. And so the systems I installed 16 years ago, although outdated by new, modern technology, are still producing power, and that customer would never really want to change those modules.
It's free money at that point.
It's free money, absolutely, Kyle. That's right. And so that free energy, I mean, it's like it's been paid for years, and now it's just generating cash for that customer. So it's pretty exciting, really.
So people are really buying peace of mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's true. Isn't that true with anything that we get? I mean, I think we've all learned that lesson that you get what you pay for.
Right.
You know, that if I want to save up and I want to buy it once and I want to be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And just do it right the first time. Because when we cut corners, we end up looking back and wishing we had done it differently, wishing that we had bought the better tool. For us men, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of times we'll cheap out on a tool. Like if we'll go to Harbor Freight and we'll buy something, but if we're using it once, maybe we'll get away with it. But if it's something you go back to and you want to use again, the Harbor Freight tools just don't hold up over time. And it's true with everything, the cars we buy. And so when we understand the value of a product, then we're willing to pay more for that product because we know it's going to serve us over time.
Right.
And that is so true with solar, because think about it. We're putting solar in the most harsh environment that we can imagine. I mean, here in the North State, really, 115, maybe pushing 120 degrees in the summer. That means when it's 115 degrees outside, the cell surface temperature, if you took a laser thermometer and you looked at the temperature of that, of a solar module on the roof, it could be 160 degrees on that because they're dark in color because they absorb the spectrum of light that we're looking for. So they get especially hot. So they can go from 160 degrees during the day in the summer in Redding to 60 degrees at night. That's a 100-degree temperature swing over a 24-hour period, and they're doing that day over day, night. I mean, it's just happening constantly. And panels, then what we see is conventional solar, that's where really they start to degrade over time.
That's the expansion contraction of the cells.
Exactly. And that kind of brings us back into that design criteria, because what Richard Swanson saw, the professor at Stanford, was that when he put that solid copper backing on the solar cell, it enabled him the official term is called, it's a low temperature coefficient, which means the sun power modules produce more energy on the hottest days. Because ironically, solar panels, although they like bright sunlight, they don't like heat. And heat causes resistance in the flow of electrons. And resistance is loss of power. And I'm a C10 licensed contractor, and I carry a C46, which is, I carry two designations on my contractor's license. One is I'm an electrician, and the other is I'm solar energy is the other designation. So C10 and C46. And as an electrician, the way we overcome resistance, like if a conduit is exposed to open air to sunlight, there's heat, and there's some formulations that we use to figure out, okay, how do we overcome that heat that's in that conduit? Well, the way you overcome it is you increase your wire size. So with a sun power cell, because of that solid copper backsheet on the back of the cell, they overcome that heat issue on the hottest days. So when conventional solar of the same rated size as a sun power system, the sun power system is going to produce way more energy on those hottest days than conventional solar. And so that's a benefit to us. So sun power has more energy in a smaller footprint. They produce more energy on the hottest days. For us in the North States, that's critical, because when other panels are actually backing off, they're derating, they call it, the sun power module is pressing on. And they derate a slight amount, but not like conventional solar. And then when you look at the degradation, because that silk screen, like you were mentioning, the cracks that form, they actually form on the surface of the cell, and they're little junctions where the energy has to jump that gap, because it's not solid metal. It's like I said, metallic paste. And silicone is incredibly thermally stable. I know this is a little technical, but like a glass in our windshield or on our houses, glass doesn't expand and contract hardly at all. There's not much thermal expansion. Metal, on the other hand, does. And so now you have, on conventional solar, you have two dissimilar products. You have silicone glass, basically, of the wafer, and then you've got this metallic paste fused over top of it, expanding and contracting at different rates. And as it does, these microcracks begin to form. And when those microcracks form, it creates gaps that the energy has to jump over.
And a huge part of that is they will form in the points of interconnection between the cells.
Correct.
And sun power reinforce the interconnection points.
That's
with
right.
These huge dog bone joints that are laser etched. They're pretty cool. So they allow for the expansion and contraction, unlike your conventional cell.
That's right. Sun power is great because they look at what's happening with the competition. They look at where the panels are failing. And then what they do is they engineer any point of weakness, they engineer it right out of their panel. So the things that conventional solars are struggling with, sun power just takes it and they build it to the point where that will never happen in their panel.
They put them through pretty rigorous testing.
That's right. Yeah, even third-party stuff like that Black and Veatch study.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Black and Veatch study said that because of all of this, all of these things that SunPower does, they all add up to be quite a big difference over time. And that's what's really critical is you get what you pay for again.
And that's why they're that's why they're confident in doing the 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty.
That's right.
Because they've manufactured out all the defects, and they can stand behind their product, and they can stand behind their installers.
That's right.
And their dealers, and that's what makes the difference for the customer.
That's right. And we should talk about the SunPower, what they expect of us as an installer.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Clean Energy Radio, and we're here on the Blakes. We're at Powerhouse Solar. If you want to get a hold of us during the week, we're Monday through Friday. Our phone number is 275-5600. We come out and we do a free energy analysis for your home, and we'll be right back. Clean Energy Radio.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's gonna be good.
Wow! Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed event held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Friday night, the third night of our million-dollar tour, PRCA-sanctioned rodeo. And Saturday night, the PRCA Champions Challenge, featuring the best cowboys in the PRCA. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016 at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Be part of the Swing with the Legends Over the Line Tournament, Dinner, Auction, and Golf Tournament Fundraiser, May 21st through 23rd. One of 25 former Major League Baseball players will be at each table during dinner and be a member of each golf foursome, including Hall of Fame members Fergie Jenkins and Eddie Murray. The Swing with the Legends weekend is a benefit for One Safe Place, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, and the Colt 45 South City Park Security Fund. For more info and to get the best deal on the dinner and golf, visit swingwiththelegendsreading.com or call 244-0118, extension 202.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Morning. This is Clean Energy Radio, and I'm Sue Blake. I'm here with Bruce and Kyle, and we're talking about solar energy and how it benefits your home and why our product that we use, SunPower, is different than the conventional solar. And when we say conventional, we mean all the other brands out there. That's what we're talking about. But we choose to partner with SunPower because of their excellent warranty and their superior product and how they back us as a company and stand behind their product for our customers and how that provides more energy for you, and that's just money in your pocket as a customer.
That's right. So,
and that is, the panel that we have on our home, and we have an energy bill of about $4 a month.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And we got a lot of things going. We're in an older home. We got
a well.
Yeah.
A pool.
So we need a lot of energy, but I'll tell you, we rely on our SunPower system. And
when was the last time we paid a bill? That was
years.
Yeah, 2005 or something. Went in. Is that right?
Three.
Did it go? Yeah,
2003.
Okay. Yeah.
So
interesting.
Say goodbye to PG&E.
Yeah, and yeah. Interesting.
So our residual $4 a month bill keeps us connected to PG&E, so that if we ever needed
and actually
more power,
that's gone up a little bit because that their base that has actually gone up a little bit.
Okay.
And I think it's $10 a month. There's $10 that you can't erase. Basically, it used to be $4 to $5 a month. And now it's about $10 a month.
The honor of being connected to your utility company.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's interesting. It's funny. I was in a little cafe and I was up at the counter, and right next to the wall was this little placard, and it caught my eye as I was waiting for the gal. I was reading through it, and it was so true. And it said this. It was so good I memorized it.
Wow.
And there's a little preamble to it that says this. It says, there's hardly anything in the world that someone can't make a little worse and sell a little cheaper. And a person that buys on price alone becomes that person's lawful prey. And then the body of what this guy wrote was this. He said, it's unwise to pay too much, but it's worse to pay too little. Because when we pay too much, we sometimes lose a little money, and that's all. But when we pay too little, we sometimes lose everything. Because the thing that we bought was incapable of doing that which we bought it to do. The common law of business balance prohibits paying a little and getting a lot. It can't be done. So, if you choose to buy from the lowest bidder, it's best to add something for the risk that you run. And then if you do that, you will have had enough to pay for something better. That was written... The kicker to that was written by a guy named John Ruskin, and he died in 1900. And I think about that. What was he writing about in 1900 that is so true today? And we can all relate to that. We've all made that mistake of buying the cheaper thing or whatever, and you go to Walmart and you buy the product and it doesn't work and you got to buy it twice or three times, you know.
Like you were saying with the tools, you buy cheap tools and it goes from tools down to the shoes you wear. You
That's
know,
right.
Everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so you just got to say, well, what's the value in that? And the SunPower, you know, when we expect that thing to offset our utility bill for a warranty life of 25 years, an expected life of 40 to 60 years, the smart investment is in doing a SunPower system, and it really is. So what were the topics we were going to cover?
Well, to continue on that, talk further about the return on investment, because for the customer, potential customer, homeowner out there listening,
right,
they really want to know what does this mean to me?
Yeah. Well, what it means is when you think of return on investment, you're already making a payment to something you're never going to own, and that you just basically, you know, you're paying a $300 to $400, you know, typically, utility bill and you have nothing to show for it at the end of the month except the fact that you got to live in your home a little more comfortably than you would have without it. And you have nothing to show for it. So what's happening with solar is, you know, typically we're able to get people and we have these great financing options. We can talk about that. But we can get customers into a finance package either through a lease or a loan or a cash purchase that is less than what they're paying the utility. And if we can do that, why would you not do that? Why would you not lower your payment on a monthly basis and go with solar that's going to, you know, basically add value to your home, increase your comfort level, and then, you know, basically you can have pride of ownership, knowing that your power, you know, I'm not a big global warming guy at all, and I'm not green in that regard, even though I'm in this industry. But there's something really nice to know that, hey, say what you want, I've done my part. You know, I've taken myself out of the carbon footprint. You know, I mean, it's nice bragging rights at a party or whatever, but it's important. So
another question that I've been asked before is, can somebody make money from their utility company with solar?
Good question.
Yeah. So the answer is yes and no. Mostly no. The answer is yes. That a couple of years ago, the PG&E, there was a law that was passed that says the utility now has to buy our excess power from us. And so to explain that further, on a daily basis throughout the year, you have a one-year period, the exchange of energy, the exchange of power is at full retail value. And that's what the net metering is. That the power that I put back into the utility during the day, the utility is crediting me at full retail value. So the law says that the utility is mandated to buy the power from us at the rate they sell it to us for. Well, that is up until the end of the year. So at the end of the year, if we have an overage of power, now, the first year it happened, we had that, I think, a $98 credit, right?
Right.
Okay. So on our bills, on our dollars, we had a $98 credit. And so we didn't really understand at the time how that was going to play out. And so I think you called a couple months later and talked to the PG&E, is that right?
Yeah, I just wondered if I was going to get a check in the mail or if it was going to roll over to the next year or what happened to that $98?
Yeah, so our systems produce two things. One, they produce dollars, and the other is they produce kilowatt hours. And this is critical because the power that's produced during the day is valued higher dollar-wise than the power we're consuming at night when we're home. And so we have this weighted value to the sun that the solar is producing. Well, because of that, that particular year, we had a $98 credit, although our system had generated less kilowatt hours than we had consumed. And so it's a bit confusing, but I was a little bit miffed at first, but when I thought about it, I thought, well, it does make sense. So because if I had overgenerated more kilowatt hours than I had consumed, then the utility would have paid me, actually written me a check for that overage. Now, you have to produce quite a bit in order to get that check, but it's still possible. So the answer to your question is, yes, it's possible that the utility will write you a check in a case of overproduction. But if they ever write a check, if they ever pay out, they're paying out at wholesale.
So it's not worth it to oversize your system to try to make money with solar.
Correct.
Yeah
correct. It just doesn't make sense. Because solar is still too expensive to be a money-making proposition other than erasing your bill. So,
exactly.
So it was interesting, as the cost of solar has come down, we've seen this, we used to design all of our systems to 80% offset, approximately, because we were looking for that sweet spot. Solar was more expensive, it was, so we wanted to optimize the customer's investment. We found that if we did 80%, then we would have erased all the upper tiers that PG&E has. And so, And this is specifically talking about PG&E. City of Reading is a little bit different. So we would have raised all the upper tiers, which are the most expensive, and then the customer would have a $400 to $600 bill at the end of the year, and then they would have bought that power at the lowest rate possible. Well, now what's happened is our systems, the price of the systems have come down, and so we're brought back to offsetting 100% of usage. And it's funny, we did 100% offset when I first started in the industry 16 years ago, and because we didn't know any better. You know, we just did it because, I mean, we could. And the fact that we could erase someone's bill entirely, that was so exciting. And then as we began to understand the economics of solar, and we had customers that had it, we'd go, okay, wait a minute. We don't have to go 100%. Let's just do 80% and maximize the investment.
And that's still true today. If someone is in PG&E territory and they don't have the money necessarily to put down everything towards a huge system to offset their whole bill, you can do what's called a peak shaver and offset the higher tiers of their bill so they have the cheapest tier available left.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's a good point. So that can still be done, creating those peak shaver. You know, we still are maximizing your dollars. And so some people say, well, if I can't do it all, it's not worth doing it at all. And that's not true. Anything you do, it comes right off the most expensive portion of those bills. People, the thing that people get mad about is those upper tiers. And the beautiful thing about solar is that's exactly what solar is erasing, is all that upper tier, high dollar energy usage is being wiped out by our solar. So that's where there's a huge return on investment. So we still, in our estimating program, and that's one of the things we do when we meet with customers, is we'll go through and we'll show you the economics. We'll show you what the systems, and Kyle is great at this. He can walk people through on the phone or out of the your home, and this is what we do. We go out and we do a no obligation site analysis, and we do we'll get your PG&E bills, and we'll do an evaluation of that, and we'll put together a system. We'll show you what your return on your dollars will be. And then we'll just kind of walk through that with you and to help
and it's
you come
completely through. Free just to see if it works for you.
That's right. That's what we do every day. So,
and if they need help with, financing, we give options. There's
that's right.
Lots of ways to do solar that make financial sense for a homeowner.
That's right.
Leases.
Yeah.
Loans.
Yeah. It used to be, we used to have the hardest time getting, I tried to partner with some local banks years ago to come up with some financing options because we understood how good it was and what the benefit was. But the banks are extremely conservative, and they weren't willing to, early on, they weren't willing to, I guess, take the risk of going into solar. But now it's like there's great options. And just recently we have gotten together with two great new financial options for solar. And that really is what it's all about, is having a lot of people don't have the wherewithal just to put the money out, you know, although if they did, it's a phenomenal investment on that perspective. But if they don't want to move their money around, then there's other options available. So,
and people need to understand that it's not, we're not adding a payment.
That's right.
They're taking away their PG&E payment,
yeah,
or lowering it significantly and replacing it with a loan payment or a lease payment.
That's right.
And it's usually less than what they're paying PG&E.
Yeah.
And locking in that payment, so you're not at PG&E's, basically they can raise the rates at any time.
Right.
You're locking in your payment. So.
Right.
And that's what people get the most mad about is that, you know, they just have this angst, this anger towards the utility companies because they raise the rates and then all of a sudden it's just coming right out of our dollars, you know,
mm-hmm.
And there's nothing we can do about it. Well, there is something we can do about it now with solar. And that's, we'd encourage you to give us a call, you know, at 275-5600 and talk to Kyle or ask me and we'd be glad to sit down and walk through with you and show you the benefits of solar, show you the benefits of sun power. We've got some hands-on display material to show you physically why the sun power module cells are so much more superior to the competition. We encourage you to call us or visit us on our website.
Yeah, the website's powerhousesolar.com, and you can also link to sun power and learn all about the sun power products. We're at 4616 Caterpillar Road. We're up in the industrial park in the north end of town. Phone number 275 275- 5600. And we're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and you can come meet the team and see the product firsthand and touch and feel it. And
it's great having Kyle with us today.
Yeah.
He'll be back in the future episodes. So
this is Clean Energy Radio, and we really appreciate you being with us and learning about solar and how it affects you. So
we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The French Air Accident Investigation Agency says smoke was detected in multiple places in the Egypt Air Flight 804 before it crashed into the sea. Hamza Hendawi reports what that means will have to be sorted out by investigators.
According to the spokesman for the French agency that investigates air accidents, smoke was detected in multiple places on Egypt Air Flight 804 just moments before it plunged into the Mediterranean early on Thursday.
Investigators continue to consider the possibility of a terrorist attack, but they're also quick to say that they can't rule out anything at this point, including a technical problem. In the GOP radio address, Republican Representative Gus Michael Bilirakis of Florida said improvements to the VA are still too slow in coming.
The VA has held almost no one accountable for manipulating wait times. Meanwhile, some of the same people responsible for these problems